Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is the AZ Brandcast, where we talk about all sorts of awesome people and the power of brand and how to build great brands in our remarkable state of Arizona. We're the hosts, Chris Stadler and Mike. Not today.
I'm not a host today.
Mike's a guest today.
I'm putting on my guest hat right now. You watching it?
Guest hat? Engaged.
All right, it's on. It's a little tight.
Our guest today is Mike Jones. Why? Because it's almost time for Phoenix Startup Week.
Yeah, what? Phoenix Startup Week.
So, Phoenix Startup Week. What is Phoenix Startup Week, you might be asking? Phoenix Startup Week brings together the Phoenix entrepreneurship community for 6 days of education, connection, and support. When is that, Mike?
Next week. Next week, man.
This
March 4th through the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big old party.
Yeah. There's some partying going on, too.
This community organized and community run event is focused on bringing diverse voices to the table and cultivating a community, positioning Phoenix to thrive, not just survive, thrive. Yep. I like that. Phoenix Startup Week 2019, Thrive Together. That is the theme, right?
That's the theme this year.
Theme, yep. Thrive Together. I saw the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
I did.
They look awesome.
I have one.
It is supported by thousands of entrepreneurs, businesses, and service providers in the entrepreneurial ecosystem from across Arizona, empowering the entrepreneurial spirit. Mike is the organizer. Did I say that right? I kind of messed up.
Co-organizer.
Co-organizer.
Yep. I co-lead the event.
That's right. Of Startup Week Phoenix, the CEO of Resound Creative. Let's not forget about that. And normally, the co-host of the AZ Brandcast today, Mike is a guest. Holy cow.
Yeah, read that.
You're not
line.
Just
That'd
the CEO of Resound. You are one of Arizona's top 35 entrepreneurs, 35 and younger. We normally don't get to brag about ourselves on this podcast, but since you're the guest, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that one's getting a
did
little.
Did that really happen?
It did. 2014. That's like 4 years ago. That's crazy. Can't believe that.
Time flies, man.
It
but
does.
You don't look a day older.
That's I didn't know
you then.
Put on a lot of face cream every night.
You moisturize.
I moisturize.
Okay, but first,
not even close.
A word from our sponsors. So, AZ Brandcast is sponsored by our fantastic friends at Conscious Capitalism Arizona. This local association is on a mission to share with the whole wide world how doing business is good business. Mm-hmm. Just good business, right? This local chapter of Conscious Capitalism Incorporated hosts tons of local events and provides resources for business leaders to instill a higher purpose in their company and engage all their stakeholders. Be sure to check them out at consciouscapitalismaz.com.
And
there's more.
And when you go to that website, consciouscapitalismaz.com, what you're actually going to see is a lot of information about the upcoming annual conference.
Which
is the international conference.
Right.
So it's for all conscious capitalism leaders across the world to come. And this year it's actually being hosted in Phoenix, which is really cool. It's coming up at the end of April. So go on the website, check that out. That's actually a great, great way to kind of get introduced to what conscious capitalism is, what the community is like, really meet a lot of really cool, high profile leaders in the community of conscious capitalism. And honestly, a lot of them are just great business people. I was blown away last year in Dallas at that conference at just the quality of content, the camaraderie, a very engaging conference, as well as just a great time to meet new friends, make some new friends in a space. I was sitting next to one lady and introduced myself as we were sitting there waiting for the next session to start, find out she's from Italy. So, I mean, this is truly an international movement and this is an international conference.
You know, conferences can be so hit and miss.
Yeah.
Like with content and with the people there and stuff, just the whole like vibe and everything. Yeah. Sounds like one of those conferences.
This is a hit.
Yeah.
This is
nice.
A hit. Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. So go to consciouscapitalismaz.com and find out more. Will they see you and I there?
They will.
Yes, they will.
They better. We bought tickets, so we better show up.
That's right. So let's get into it, Mike. What do you think?
Startup
Week Arizona. What? Okay, but first our icebreaker.
Yeah. Break the ice.
Okay. Today's question is, name a startup, because startups is the theme, that you failed at and why?
Mm-hmm. I got to start, huh? Because I'm the guest.
I mean, I could start, but
nah, I feel like a proper protocol I should start.
Okay.
So I was debating. I had two. So we were talking before the show, and you mentioned yours, and I was like, oh, that's right. Like, I did have that business in, like, grade school, like every kid does.
Yep.
And mine totally failed. I think it lasted, like, not even 2 weeks. We did car washes. My buddy and I did car washes in the neighborhood, and it totally failed. I still don't really know exactly why, other than we were 12, and we probably just had zero initiative to keep it going. Also, I will say this. That was my first experience, like, selling stuff to people, which I didn't mind that part. But delivering and then dealing with nitpicky car owners who would sit there and watch us and critique everything we did. Because, of course, we're 12, so they're like, they don't know what they're doing. But I'm like, you're nitpicking your like, $3 car wash from a couple, like, neighborhood kids? We had one dude who just, like, he just Hawkeyed us the whole time. It's just like, he's like, you're spraying the water too hard. You missed that spot. You got to, I'm just like,
dude, don't you have a football game to be watching or something? It's Saturday.
And I remember after that, my buddy and I were just like, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? This is so not worth it. I can't remember. There was some like fight that he and I had about it too. Like one of us, I think, wanted to keep it going. The other was like, no, I'm never dealing with people like that ever again.
So you closed down.
We closed it down. Shut it down.
Dude.
You learn a lot, though. That's the beauty of startups is you learn, right? So yep. Even in the failure, you learn stuff like, hey, B2C, dealing with customers. If you're a business selling to customers directly to the consumer public, get ready for a lot of opinions, right? Go talk to any like restaurant owner. Oh my goodness. Or a restaurant manager, like they just get hounded with opinions from customers. So
yeah, and people are right there too. Eating is very personal.
It's very personal.
Putting this in my mouth.
It's very subjective.
You know? Yes. Right.
I remember I had one friend who
It's worse than designing a logo for someone, probably.
It might be. It might actually be. Yeah. I don't know. I had a friend who was a manager in a bunch of restaurants like for 20 years, and he was telling me all these stories about like just customer feedback. And he had a rule in his restaurants, which was if you came back more than twice, right? So if you came once, you had a bad experience, he's like, we'll do whatever we can to make it right, right? We'll remake your meal. We'll get you a nice gift certificate. We want you to come back. Right. I want you to try again. Second time fails, right? They can't get their, it's not working, right? So again, they're getting this poor customer feedback. And if they come a third time and they continue to give negative feedback, and he's basically like, our rule was like, you need to go somewhere else. like, no, it's just like, the reality is like, we've tried three times to deliver for you and we can't. So there's something wrong here that we can't fix for you. So you know what? It's in your best interest to just not come here. Like, stop having a bad experience. Go somewhere else.
So now, did they give the hostess like a list and some mugshots of the people?
No, it's not like
anymore?
A blacklist. But they would like tell the customer, like, we're probably not the right restaurant for you. There's something about our restaurant that just doesn't work for you.
Right.
And our recommendation would be like, hey, here's a nice. We'll comp your meal, you know, this time, but like, we're not encouraging you to come back like we did the last two times, right?
Right.
Because the last two was like, oh, maybe we screwed up. Maybe we can, you know, we know we can deliver a better experience. And now it's like, well, now we're three times in.
Yeah.
There's something else going on here.
That's a good policy.
I like that policy.
It's a good place to draw the line.
So I think we should make that our new policy at Resound. So after your third logo, you still hate it? Kick it to the curb.
Hit the road, Jack.
No, that's terrible.
Nah.
We'd be in a lot of trouble if that was how we did it.
Yeah. Third revision.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients who wouldn't have worked out.
No.
Because it's hard. It's hard to nail that logo. Get everybody on the same page.
But you know what? When it's all done, client's happy, you're happy, not a feeling like it in the world.
No, it's an amazing feeling. I think having a client say, I love this. They don't even have to say they love it. I think I'm satisfied when they say, I can make this work. Like I can own this.
Yeah.
So there's a whole nother story there, but I don't want to get off on another tangent. I've already taken us down like two or three.
That's a good answer. It's a good answer. So I'm going to get right into the questions.
No, Icebreaker, man. I got to hear
Icebreaker.
What was your failed business?
Hey, man, I'm the host today, not you. All right, I'll tell. So it's the...
you can never get the host out of Mike.
No, you
not
can't.
Not fully.
Nope. You can take Mike out of the host, but you can't... that doesn't work. all right, so rubber band selling business when I was like probably seven or something like that.
This is so awesome.
Well, my friends and I used to like have rubber band wars.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
So who wouldn't want...
No, this like, makes sense.
I wanted to stockpile rubber bands, you know? But after a while, you're like, I have too many rubber bands, you know? Yeah. And so there's just a short...
Like, so you had the supply.
Day and a half.
They had the demand.
Yeah.
I like it.
It was a supply surplus situation.
Yeah.
So, but I think unfortunately enough people got newspapers that everybody was pretty much set for rubber bands. So nobody really needed my rubber bands, especially my cracked ones, the cracked, you know, when you stretch them out in there. So that was my first failed.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, you know, you got to consider, is there a market, you know?
Well, I mean, you thought there was, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, even if like, look, people who live in our apartment complex who are adults, you guys should be having rubber band wars too. But if the client doesn't understand their need.
Yeah, they got to understand their need. You have to create the need, Chris. Well, you got to sell them.
Or like just be like, hey, remember like.
Yeah, you got to take them back to childhood.
Yeah. Like, you know, a better one would have been
like. You
could
be having rubber band fun right now.
I should have been selling like rubber bands, popcorn and movies, and then also couch cushion forts. Construction.
Yeah.
And that would have been more of a package and it would have made more sense as a brand, right?
Yep.
But alas, I did not do that. So that's my story.
Thanks, Chris.
So startup week. Dude, I'm super curious because because this is a big thing you've been working on all
It's been like a year.
Since last year. And you were an organizer back last year too.
Yeah, so I was on the organizing team for Phoenix Startup Week last year. I ran marketing and it was overall a really good experience. Learned a lot about running events and we had a pretty solid team. I think we put on a pretty good event. And so at the end of it, I was asked if I'd want to lead the next year's event, which would be this year. And I said, yeah. And so Kate Rogers and I, she's my co-lead. We are the co-organizers for this year's event, leading a team of about 40 people who are our organizing team. We got some really solid people on the team and put together a really cool event. It's different than last year. Definitely not the same vision, not the same vibe. Mm. And almost everyone I've talked to has said, yeah, this feels a little different from last year. I'm like, good. That's the point. We talk a lot about how last year kind of the vision kind of seemed to be the three-letter word, B-I-G, just make it big. Mm. And I think we delivered on that. But I'm not sure if it really matched what the community needed. Mm. And so this year we took a little bit more of a community-centric approach. Some of that had to do just logistically. We had to. We lost our title sponsor last year, which came through Techstars. And so this year we're kind of boots on the ground, rebooting from scratch. And we've pulled together an amazing team of organizers. We've pulled together some amazing sponsors. Most of them are locally based or who are looking to really invest here locally. And we've got some great just partners who are helping us put it on. And we're going to be in actually three different locations this year, which is a big change from last year. Last year, we were just in the warehouse district of Phoenix. And this year, we're going to be in Mesa at Mesa Arts Center for the first 2 days. Then we'll hop over to Phoenix. We'll spend 2 days at Scaled Sandbox, which is a new tech makerspace that's just opening next week, part of their launch.
Cool.
And then we'll be back in the East Valley in Gilbert at Park University in downtown Gilbert for the final 2 days. That's the Friday and Saturday of the week.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And just, I mean, kind of catch people up a little bit. Phoenix Startup Week is the largest entrepreneurial event in Arizona. We have the numbers to show that. We're not just throwing that out there. And it's really, I think, more importantly, probably the most community-centric entrepreneurial event. It's all volunteer-led. So everyone that you see behind the scenes, putting it on, making decisions, planning, organizing, and then actually there at the event, making it happen, are all doing it out of the goodness of their heart and wanting to contribute back to the community. That includes all of our organizing team. All of our speakers are there of their own goodwill and want to provide content. We have over 150 speakers this year across keynotes, panels, workshops, some breakout sessions, and then we've got some amazing happy hours as well being put on by community partners across the valley. Wow. So there's something to do every single day next week.
I love a conference where you don't have to settle for like two or three sessions. You can kind of look around and see
what more. Yeah,
I think you can skip the ones that look boring and just go to the ones that are good. And
yeah,
you know.
So and each day has a little bit different flavor. So each day we have essentially five tracks running all day. So we've got our keynote that'll open us up at 9 o'clock each morning. Hear from a great speaker. Most of them are local, which is really cool. We're getting to hear from some really cool founders and business leaders from the Valley, who some of which have a little bit more proven experience or who've taken startups and moved them out of that startup period. And they're going to be giving us some of their kind of knowledge and insights from doing that in their own organizations, mm-hmm. which is really cool. After the keynote, everyone will break out into their different sessions. And every day we have a tech-centric session. So like Monday is going to be blockchain. And so we'll have a whole track of blockchain-related sessions running. And then there'll be a non-tech session. So like one of the days I know is like sports entrepreneurship or social entrepreneurship, which kind of falls in line with some of our conscious capitalism friends. Got a few of them who are going to be speaking. And so we have a pairing there. And then we also have kind of more kind of startup 101 track, which is going to help people kind of the basics of like, how do I get started? What's the legalities of starting a business here in Arizona? Mm-hmm. What does it look like to go to market? How do I build a team? How do I handle HR? And how do I just organize the finances of my own business? Those are kind of those fundamentals that you kind of have to have no matter what kind of business you're doing. And then we also have some workshops that are going to help people dive a little deeper into a specific topic.
So that's interesting, because this is the Easy Brandcast, and we're always trying to think about like how do our guests think that Arizona's brand is developing, mm-hmm. And so you're talking about the community and Arizona focus. A lot of those questions make me think, okay, well, what's the difference between how you start up a business in Arizona versus how you start up a business in the Bay Area, right?
Sure.
So this,
if you have tried either one, there's a big difference. Not least because the state of California and the state of Arizona approach business very differently.
Yes.
So every city's a little different too. And depending on what kind of business you're starting with, like licensing around different kinds of business. If you're trying to open a restaurant, you want to serve alcohol, it's a little different. And you're trying to do that. Let's say you're trying to do that in Mesa. That's going to be a little different than starting a marketing agency in Phoenix, right? Mm. There's just different hoops you have to jump through. There's different licensing you have to figure out. In fact, if you want to start a lot of service-based business, not all of them, but a fair number, like you don't even need licensing here in Arizona. Right. Most of the cities don't care. So really it comes down to, city ordinances and state regulation. And at some level, the federal government also plays a role. But, I think that what's cool about this event is so Arizona, so like Phoenix metro area focused that it's every single person who's going to be talking is going to have some kind of connection here. Mm. And so they can speak a little bit more specifically about what it's like to grow a business here, or do business in Arizona. And even if they don't get as deep as you really want them to, there's always opportunity at this event. Really, I think it's a great event to just go up and talk to them afterwards.
Wait, you're allowed to do that?
Oh, you can talk totally.
You can hobnob with the speakers.
Yeah, and go to the happy hour and you'll see them there too, probably. But also, it's a great opportunity to connect with people who are maybe in a similar boat, who are sitting in that same session, and have start a conversation around, hey, we're having these particular issues and needs. One other really cool thing about this event is, and I consider this like the hidden gem of Phoenix Startup Week, which is the mentorship program. And so we actually offer for attendees, you can apply to be mentored. I think we're closing that application on Friday. So if you're thinking about going and you are interested in mentorship, please go do it like right now so we can match you up with a mentor and give them enough time. We have 43 business executives and founders who are contributing their time across the whole week to provide one-on-one 45-minute mentoring sessions.
Wow. Are you kidding?
And that's included in the cost of your ticket as long as you apply.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So you have to apply... you have to decide, you know, schedule it, whatever, apply by Friday.
Yeah, apply by Friday so they can get you on the calendar.
And it's during the week next week.
It's during the week, yeah.
Okay.
We'll be running those mentoring program the whole week.
Wow. So if I live in, if I'm only going to the, let's say the Gilbert session, I can schedule something there. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You just need to.
While supplies last.
While supplies last. Okay. While mentors last.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. I know some of our mentors are completely booked up already. So it's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What kinds of, I mean, this isn't on our question list, but what kinds of questions do mentors get asked? Do you know?
Oh man. They get all kinds. I remember just from conversations I had with some of them last year, everything from, you know, very specific, like, hey, I think I might need to fire somebody. How do go about doing that? How do I know if I need to? Or I've never hired anyone before. How do I go about that process? Some of them are going to be a little bit more specific to an industry. So, you know, if you're running like a tech company, like a software company, you might have some specific questions around developer operations and how do you build out the right tech stack. And some of our mentors are more specifically knowledgeable in a specific industry or a specific technology. So some of those questions come up. Other stuff just like around accounting or HR. And it's a lot of the questions that I think people are a little afraid to ask in a Q&A in front of, you know, 100 people in one of the breakout sessions. Certainly not in a keynote. but it's an opportunity where you can like sit across the table from somebody who's been around the block a few times. And really just say, hey, here's where I'm at. And I'm trying to get from where I'm at right now to like that next phase of my business. How do I move my startup there?
So you can actually choose, who you...
No, so that's part of the application process. Oh, okay. Is you're going to give us some information about where you're at and what questions you have and kind of what your needs are. And then we'll do our best to match you with a mentor that best fits where you're at.
Okay, so... Moving on to the next one. I love that. Thank you for going down that trail with me. Because I think that's super valuable. It would be valuable, super valuable to me. Not only asking the question, but then now I have a relationship with this person. You know, if it's interesting for them, then we might have some going, you know, that might really help me.
Yeah. I think every year it's probably one of the most, not underutilized. A lot of people use it, but I think it's one of the underrepresented things about Startup Week. And part of it's that like it's not real public, right? Mm. You don't go and you watch people get mentored. You know, it's a little bit more private. It's one-on-one. And so it doesn't have like that kind of showiness of the rest of our event.
Right.
But it really is like a huge value. I don't really know where else you could go in the Valley and get, say, hey, I want to spend a dedicated 45 minutes with someone who probably has some expertise in my industry, in my area of need. And get an immediate like 45 minutes with them. Some of them are like, I mean, we're talking like some decent names too. Like we got Dan Tyre, who I think was like within the first 10 employees at HubSpot, you know, and super knowledgeable about marketing and marketing systems. Mm-hmm. We've got Greg Head, who's, I mean, we had on the show.
Yep.
So he's one of our mentors, you know, longstanding marketing expert within the SaaS world, within software products. We've got Heidi Janenga.
Oh, she's going to mentor?
She's going to mentor, yeah. Wow. She's all over the place. She's speaking, awesome. She's mentoring. I think she's on a panel too. So
she's huge.
She's huge. Heidi's awesome. So we have some great mentors and then a bunch of others. I mean, like I only mentioned 3 out of 43. So if one of those names didn't resonate with you, that's okay. Mm-hmm. There are others. And a really talented group. This is the people running, we kind of have a core team within our core team running mentorship, Ryan and Alex Quinn, who have a startup called Brightguest. They've been awesome and worked with us. This is their third year now running the mentorship program during Phoenix Startup Week. And they've invested over the course of 3 years, I mean, just thousands of hours building this program and learning every year what works and doesn't work. And I feel like this year that program's really gotten to a point where it's like really solid.
Wow.
And we really came in this year intentionally wanting to focus on quality through that mentorship program.
Awesome. Shout out to Brightguest for doing that. That's awesome.
Thank you guys.
So, why Thrive Together? How did you guys arrive at that?
Yeah. So that kind of came through some study we did last year at the end of the event around diversity of our event and looking at some of the numbers of attendees. and realizing that who was showing up was not fully representative of our entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Phoenix, right? So it was predominantly male and white. And that might match up with certain segments of entrepreneurship in the Valley, you know, like just brutal honesty in the software world in Phoenix. It tends to be more male and white. But unfortunately, I don't think that matches what we really want the event to be, which is really reflective of anyone who would consider themselves an entrepreneur, feeling like this is an event where they can come, they will find content that's of interest to them, that will be helpful for their business, not just a specific tech vertical. And so that meant this year, we really wanted to instill this idea of thriving together, that we are more than the sum of our parts as a whole valley in terms of the entrepreneurs that are here and how we support one another in our ventures. And so that's where we came up with that theme. I think this is going to be a multi-year initiative to really move the needle on some of these numbers. I know this year, one of the really cool things that we did was we're just more intentional with how we built programming. And so this year we actually have a nearly 50-50 split between male and female presenters across all of our speakers. I think it's 46% to 54%, which in the event world is actually kind of unheard of. The typical event sees a 2-to-1 male to female ratio. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think it's more representative of our communities. We've started a lot of conversations with different groups that we haven't talked to before. We have some really cool sponsors this year that we've never had before. So I think across the board, we
like
really
who? Tell us about some of these sponsors, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got some great sponsors returning. We got APS, we've got Greater Phoenix Economic Council, we've got Arizona Commerce Authority, all of whom were great sponsors for us in past years. And then we've got some new ones I'm really excited about. We've got Homey coming in from Utah, from Salt Lake City. They're entering the Phoenix market with their product.
Like Homey isn't like, you're my homie?
They use it that way. But their product is actually an online home brokerage. So you can go and list your house with them and you can sell it, or you can go buy a house without ever enlisting a real estate agent.
Nice.
So you can basically cut out the middleman and all the rigmarole and some of the fees.
Wow.
And hopefully make that transaction a little bit smoother. That's what they do. They've had a lot of success in Salt Lake City and in Nevada, up in Las Vegas. And they're now looking to come into Phoenix. They've been a great supporter of our event, just really going all out for us. So it's been really cool working with them. We've got Artisan Color from Scottsdale. They're our print sponsor this year. I think this is the first year that we've had a print sponsor. And they've been super awesome to work with, providing all of our signage for us this year.
Wow.
So they are killing it for us. Other great one, Max 6 is a sponsor this year.
Max 6. Our buddies.
Yep. That was great that they wanted to jump on board. And we've got, you can go on the website, I mean, we've got over 30 sponsors this year. So a lot of great, great sponsors who are helping us out. So including Phoenix Business Radio X.
What?
Yeah. They're going to be having, I'm excited about this. Karen and her team are going to have, they're going to be doing live radio all day on Friday the 8th.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Cool.
So our sponsors and some of our organizers are going to be invited to come on the show, you know, do a quick little interview and talk about their experience at Startup Week and what they're doing, their business, their venture. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's awesome. Really excited about that, Karen.
Dude, that'll really kind of build up a little bit of the excitement and the content. And
yeah,
the,
I hope so.
Momentum and everything. That's awesome. So. It's kind of like when we did our podcast at Design Week that time. Remember that time? Remember that time we did the Design
Week?
Yeah,
yeah. Speaking of failed startups, doing podcasts at events.
Yeah.
I think Karen's got a better structure than we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
I've seen her work her magic.
Be not discouraged, Karen. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we did it all wrong.
Actually, I mean, it was cool. I mean, the conversations were great. And
the conversations were fun. That was a good experience. I think we learned a lot. Yeah. We had never done an event before, so it's always tricky the first time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So you guys had you guys lost your main sponsor. How are you guys even surviving now? I mean, what the heck?
Because we have an amazing team and we have an amazing community who wants to make sure this event happens. So yeah, so the backstory there for anyone that cares.
I care, Mike.
Techstars has been a great partner. They own the brand of Startup Week. They've got, I think, over 60 of them now across the world that they support. They've been a great great sponsor, great supporter. But one of the things they've always brought to the table is a title sponsor, which has been tremendously helpful. Last 3 years, anyone that came saw Chase for Business had their name all over it because they were providing some great support financially to make sure the event happened. And like all things, all good things must come to an end at some point. And that agreement came to an end. And for whatever reason, Chase decided not to renew. And so this year we entered kind of the year with kind of a blank slate as to like, okay, how are we going to do this? How do we want to do it? And how are we going to fund it? And it's been hard. I mean, I'll be totally honest. Like, I think that's been one of the harder things that we've had to work through this year is knowing that our bank account was sitting at zero on day one. And honestly, until like the first week of January, we continued it at zero. And so we really spent like, you know, really 3 months with our core organizing team, just making a lot of plans, but not able to execute on all of them. And our sponsorship team, who I'm just thrilled with, I mean, really just took that challenge by the horns and said, we're going to figure this out. And they've done it. We've pulled in some amazing sponsors this year, really kind of bootstrapped the event without a title sponsor. We've been able to kind of rally together a lot of sponsors who maybe didn't quite have the ability to do the level of a title sponsor, but who combined are helping us make sure that this event happens. And so it really, in some ways, I think it feels even more like a community event than maybe it has in the past.
Yeah, so I was wondering, because you had to replace a big sponsor with a bunch of other sponsors.
Yep.
So you basically have to like, hey, we're going to have to make some relationships.
Yep.
We're going to have to you know, see who's really into this. You
yep.
know, see if the community really supports this. Real test of the event, you know?
Yeah. So, and we've done it. You know, as of, I think, 3 weeks ago, we actually hit all of the numbers we were looking to hit with our sponsorship fundraising. Mm-hmm. And we've had a few more come in over the last couple of weeks. We actually technically shut down sponsorship sales about a week ago, which it was just super exciting to say, hey, we've delivered mm-hmm. on what we need to deliver from a financial standpoint. Now we've got to deliver to our sponsors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, you know, and then we started kind of really focusing on that. And so I'm really excited for this year. I think this year has an opportunity to feel very organic, very, maybe a return back to the original roots of the event. You know, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, Jonathan Cottrell founded this event here in Phoenix, the inaugural Phoenix Startup Week. And it was very much a community-led, grassroots, organized event under the banner of Yes PHX. He kind of put on the map, and this was an extension of that. And it had a very community-centric feel 5 years ago. And as it's grown, I think maybe some of that's been lost a little bit. And I feel like this year we've had a chance to kind of return back to some of those roots. We've even, at the same time, been able to formalize some things that have never really been formalized before. So this is the first year that we've brought the event underneath an existing established nonprofit. So we're actually now an extension of Startup AZ Foundation, which is a nonprofit locally based here that focuses on helping entrepreneurs both succeed with their business as well as helping them to be generous in how they approach their business and really showcasing that Phoenix is the most generous entrepreneurial community in the world. So that's our kind of owning group. We're working with Brandon Clark, who's the director of Startup AZ Foundation. And through him, and we've been able to start putting together a formal committee that kind of oversees the event moving forward, that establishes vision and that establishes kind of the structure of the event. And then Kate and I have been working really hard this year to kind of formalize some of the how do we do business as an event? So that the next year, as another team rolls in, and hopefully some of our team members carry over, but as we build out a new team, they can take over and really not have to start at ground zero again. Mm-hmm. Right? That's our goal, is can we make this a more sustainable event? It is a huge thing to ask a bunch of volunteers every year to invest the number of hours that are required to put this event on.
Right.
This is literally a 6-day conference.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Historically, it's been free. That's a big change that we implemented this year. It's no longer free.
How much is it?
If you want to come for the whole week, it's $65.
So outrageous.
What, $11.50 per day.
And, that's less than a price
and you get
of a
lunch
cup of
with
coffee
that.
These days, is it?
Yeah. Close
depending
to
what you get.
Yeah.
Depending on how many
venti,
shots.
Yeah.
And modifications.
Quintuple shot.
Yeah. And that's if you don't get one for your purse dog. If you do that, then it's like double.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Those ones are expensive, you know. They like, you know, double whatever shots you put in, they double it for the dog. So
yeah, and then if you're picky about, you know, what your dog, you know, your purse dog. Like, no chocolate for my dog, it'll kill the dog, you know, stuff. Picky people. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just put in a lot of structure around the event this year and trying to build some sustainability into the event so that, you know, this can carry on beyond us. This is not an event that we can expect people to just forever lead and organize. That's just not possible. It's too big a lift.
Right.
It really is like probably about a 2-year commitment. We'd like to see that 2-year commitment has some great sustainability, you know, over the course of a long term. So
that's awesome.
That's what we're working on. We've still got a lot of work to do, but we're working on it.
So where do you sign up if you want to be a, your successor and be an organizer?
Well, we haven't announced that yet. I think one of the things we're going to be looking to do is pull from the existing team. I think we've seen this, and this has kind of been an unwritten rule, and I think maybe that's part of what we're doing this year is maybe starting to document some of these things, these practices and kind of best practices. One of which is, I think your leadership needs to come from the existing team.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never led this event before or been on the organizing team before, I don't know that you're going to be set up well to lead it. That being said, I think there's great opportunity to come and help that leadership team. And that's another thing that we found this year is having co-leads, I think, was actually really beneficial. You talk a lot about, you know, the lift. I can't tell you how many like community volunteer organized events that I talk to organizers about. And they're like, yeah, man, that like 1 year I led it, it just killed me, right? Like I stopped my business for 6 months and I just had to focus on the event and the lift was huge. And, you know, people are dropping out left and right on my team and not helping out. And so you're the last one standing, right? There's always some that are there and committed and some don't, right? Some don't pull their weight. That's just the nature of volunteer work.
Yep.
If you have a co-lead, what's really interesting is that when something crazy happens, right? You get sick. Your business has a tough week. Your family's going through a rough spot for a couple of weeks. You now have somebody who's at your same kind of authority level who can kind of pick up the slack a little bit and then vice versa, right? And that's what we found. Like Kate and I kind of been able to balance each other as we've moved forward up to the event. And it's been really helpful to have that. So that if something does come up, it's not like the end of the world for the entire team. Right. There's always someone to kind of pick up the slack. And we also did that at the individual. We have kind of sub teams, right? We have a sponsorship team, marketing team, volunteer team, an operations team, mentorship team, and a programming team, and every one of those teams had at least two co-leads.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that same kind of structure was really helpful this year.
Do you guys have like a succession plan, like the king? If the king dies, then it's like,
no.
Then this is the son. And then it's like pretty soon, like a startup week, it's going to be the social media guy. Like if, yeah. I don't know if you guys fall.
It's like if something terrible happens in DC and who's the last... Who does the presidency fall to?
The governor of Alaska.
The governor of Alaska.
At some point, right? I mean, it's going to be the governor of Alaska. It's going to be the mayor of
255th in line.
the mayor of Queen Creek. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that was heard.
Totally random. I think the Constitution and our amendments only. Well, and I think there's some legislation too. It's not just constitutionally. I think it only goes to like 4 or 5 levels.
Okay.
So
the manager of the biggest Walmart is never going to be in line to be the president?
No, probably not.
Okay.
No, probably not. At least not in a constitutional way. not in a way that most people will accept.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. They might lead their resistance or whatever. Okay. All right. Now we're going down a rabbit trail. So who should come, man? Who absolutely has to come to Startup Week?
So if you lead or you're on a team of a startup, I want you there. Like you need to be there. This event is for you. If you consider yourself an entrepreneur, whether that's, you know, that's like your full-time thing and you have a business that you started and you're running it and you're growing it, or you're like, I got 3 side hustles in my day job, or man, I've just been dreaming about starting a business for a while.
Mm.
That is, those are all perfect people for this event. This event is exactly for you to help you with your entrepreneurial like venture, whether that's something you've already got started and you're just wanting to grow it, or if it's something that you're just thinking about, right? This event is for you, and whatever kind of stage or way that you're doing that, that's great. I also think that this event is helpful for if you work with startups, if you work with entrepreneurs, if you have services or products for them,
okay.
If you support them in some kind of way, if you're an investor, that's another one. You know, really kind of those, that whole community around entrepreneurs. This is a great event for you. This is a great time to kind of see what's going on in the Valley, what, you know, these startups are doing. A lot of our presentations are from startups.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you walk the halls, as you hang out at networking breaks, as you go to a happy hour or two or six, you know, start those conversations, because that's who's going to be there. And so I think it's a great opportunity for the whole community to kind of go, hey, where are we at? Who's doing what? What's going on? How's everybody doing? I think Kate has said this a number of times. I've heard it from other people too. This is like, for anyone in the startup world, this is like Christmas. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like a full week of just take some time off from your business for a moment, put kind of poke your head up from all the work and go, hey, what's everybody else working on? How's everybody else doing? And for, I know a lot of people, this is like really the one best opportunity to do that every year. Mm-hmm. And so some of them just utilize this as kind of that opportunity, and they go, all right, I'm going to reconnect with everyone I know. Maybe I haven't talked to all of them that much or at all for the last year, and here's an opportunity to reconnect.
You ruined my last question, or my next question.
That's what I do.
Which was, yeah, but can't I just watch all this stuff on YouTube and become an entrepreneur? Why do I have to go be around people?
Because relationships,
people,
Chris.
People are vain.
Yeah. So
can't I just isolate myself and still be an entrepreneur?
You could try. Yeah. I mean, even people who, you know, have these self-professed, like, did it all online, learned everything I knew from YouTube, launched my business, had success. I guarantee you they've had people in their life, whether it was in person, like in real life or digitally, that they've made strong relationships with and who've provided the support that they need, that those questions, that opportunity to kind of just riff, right? And just kind of hear, like, how are you doing? How am I doing? Whether it's a peer level or more of a mentor level, or whether it's like a service provider, anything like that. This event kind of accelerates that, right? Mm. If you want to do that online and you want to just like kind of hunker down in your basement and launch your business without, you know, a support network in real life, you could do that. That's fine. If you want to actually have human connections as part of that process, come to this event and you'll get to accelerate that process a lot quicker.
So Mike, what do you hope? What is the, you know what? Why don't you take that throat lozenge and just like, I'm going to talk for a second.
Oh, I will.
I'm going to talk for a second.
I'll try not to like,
let you,
have it all like, you don't want that.
No, do it.
No.
And drink that water like right in front of the mic. That sounds like,
did you all enjoy that? That was terrible.
What did that sound like? That sounded like he was eating something. Like, sounds like my daughter when she's like smacking on some peanut butter or something. And what a great sound engineer. Just giving you water and like, hooking
Karen's
you up.
Karen's a great producer.
I know. She's awesome. And you're going to be able to meet Karen.
Yep.
At Startup Week.
Startup Week.
On Friday.
You're speaking too, right, Karen?
Yeah. What? I didn't know that.
All the plugs. And Christiana.
And Christiana, who's in studio right now.
Yeah. So okay, if you're watching our social feeds, that's all Christiana.
I'm just going to jump in and grab a mic.
I didn't know that was legal.
Because I can.
Like, wow. She can talk on the mic. That's
only because good. You were just speaking to it a second ago. The topic that I'm speaking about is the art of the connected conversation. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing that I'm bringing to this breakout session is that we all come to our businesses with moxie and know-how. We're passionate about what we want to bring to the world, and most of us have got the goods to bring it. And we fall short when we have to listen to the people that we're connecting with. So we're going to do some practical exercises around really holding that conversation with people and how to be in the room with someone heart to heart, eyeball to eyeball, versus shoving everything, our agenda, down someone's throat and having them walk away scratching their head or saying, asshole, you know.
Or like, they sounded really smart, but I really don't know how that applies to me.
Right.
But they sounded really smart.
Right. So that we're going to give you some practical tools on how to do that. That's 1:30 awesome. On okay. Friday. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm done with self-plugging.
Thanks for jumping in there.
Otherwise, it might sound like, you know, it's my show.
I thought this is magical. She now descended from the heavens. This is like a Deus Ex Machina thing, Ex Machina or whatever. We're like God coming out of the, you know, I mean, it's like, wow, she's descending from another dimension into the podcast.
Yeah.
Dun, very dun, there's that sound effect.
Weirdly
dun,
kind
dun,
of
dun,
meta.
Dun, 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 yeah. Hey, and you haven't asked this yet, so I'm going to. And then I'm really going to shut off.
Are you going to steal my question, Karen?
Well, I don't know.
Are you going to steal my question?
I don't know what your question is.
My
question for you, co-leader Mike Jones, will we get to hear from you during Startup Week? And with that, I'm going to listen. But
that
I'm
was
shutting
my question.
Mic. No, it was not.
I'm not giving any kind of official talk. Not this year.
So. Are you giving an unofficial talk?
Well, I'm opening a lot of keynotes.
Yes.
So okay. I'll be on stage a bit with Kate. We're opening all the keynotes together and, you know, making announcements and letting people know about our amazing sponsors and that kind of stuff. But no, I'm not. That's too much. I had to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I don't know if I can prep and for a presentation and organize. And I mean, I'll be there all week. So,
yeah.
Catch me in the
hallways. Signing autographs?
Signing autographs.
Will you sign my cast?
Sign your cast. Sign your pinky cast.
That I anticipate having after this weekend.
I want somebody to just walk around with a fake pinky cast and just get it signed.
Yes.
Go to like baseball games, be like, hey, pitcher, you're awesome. Sign my cast.
And then like, you go to their house and they have a case.
There's like thousands of pinky casts. So random. I love it.
That's why I like this podcast, because you guys have to riff on my like crazy things I say, because otherwise it's awkward.
Yeah.
So
no, it's great.
So I'm glad that Karen brought that up, because I feel like there's a there's almost like this inability to connect, right? This like lack of etiquette that we have etiquette. We're like, oh, how's your day going? Small talk, right? We know. All right, you move from small talk into deeper things, and you build a little connection there, you know, and you move further into things. But what about contextual etiquette, right? Contextual etiquette around like, how do we connect with people? How do we connect with mentors? How do we connect? This is kind of the stuff of like a community that works well, right? That works well together. And I know Brandon Clark, I guess that's what kind of got me thinking, because he's going to be a guest on.
Yeah, he'll be in May, I believe.
Yeah.
I think we got that nailed down finally.
Yeah. Yep. The calendars, you know, if they don't work out, they don't match. But yeah, so is that kind of a part of kind of the thinking where you're kind of getting to? I mean, I notice we're talking about more local sponsors, right? Mm-hmm. By necessity, but maybe serendipitously, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's somewhat serendipitously, but I think that's also, you know, when we talk about that whole theme of thrive together, right? There's a sense where that's very focused on our community here, right? That's not a thrive together in the sense of, well, if you're in New York and you're in Ontario, Canada, that message will resonate there as well. I mean, maybe it will, but if you go on the website, you'll see it. It's very focused on PHX, right? On the Phoenix area, the Phoenix metro area, and entrepreneurs who call this place home.
Right.
And I think even in the way that we've gone and generated support through sponsors, there's very much an organic, like, homegrown feel to it. Yes, there are sponsors on our list that are not from here. You know, we've got Magento, which is an Adobe company this year, which is really cool. That's the first year they've ever been involved. And they don't have a huge presence here, but they're wanting to be invested here. We've got WeWork is another big sponsor this year. Obviously, they have very much intentions and they are working towards having a much bigger presence here. Mm-hmm. I think they've got over the next 3 years plans to have 4 different co-working spaces built out in the Valley. And so there's a connection here, though, right? That these are companies that, whether they're locally based or locally founded, or they are at least, you know, wanting to contribute back to the community here in Phoenix. I was really excited. One of the names on the list this year was one I've been like wishing for, you know, several years now, which is GoDaddy. You know, a company that, you know, born and raised in Arizona. It's in Arizona. It's a Phoenix-based company. Huge company, right? $1 billion company, one of the largest in their state, and a huge player within their space, right? Like, you can't really go buy a domain name and not have GoDaddy somewhere in the equation, right?
They're huge.
They're the established name in domain registration and a whole host of other services around websites. To have them actually participating this year for the first time ever with this event is huge. And I think that's a testament to this year's kind of initiative of like, this is an event for companies here. It's a community-oriented event. And if you care about the community here in Phoenix, I hope you want to be a part of it, whether it's coming and attending. Another great way, you can volunteer. If you go on the website, you can volunteer for shifts during the week of. We definitely need your help. We need about 150 volunteers to make this event happen, spread out across the week.
Wait a second. So if I don't want to fork out $65,
yes,
I can.
If you sign up for a shift,
yes,
a five-hour shift, you will earn a 2-day pass. So we have venue passes that'll get you into one venue. Each venue has 2 days at it. If you volunteer for 2 shifts or more, so just 2 shifts. Give us 10 hours across the week. That will get you an all-week pass for free.
So I'm a volunteer. So I actually have a job to do there. So I get to like do stuff, help people, connect with people a little bit as a volunteer.
Yep. And then you can take off, take off your volunteer hat.
Yes.
The proverbial volunteer
or
hat.
Shirt.
And put on your attendee hat, right?
Yes.
And soak in all the content, enjoy the networking, enjoy happy hours. If you want to participate in mentorship, get on that, get signed up. So that's what it's all about. So
as a volunteer, do I get free food?
You do. You get lunch provided.
Diplomatic immunity.
No. You'll be held culpable for any illegal action that you take. Yeah.
I've never been able to swing that, no matter how many times I ask.
Yeah. You probably have to move to another country.
So you're saying
in a very formal way.
So you're saying if I live in Gilbert, let's say Gilbert, right?
That's diplomatic immunity across city borders.
No, sorry. I've moved on from diplomatic immunity. I don't even ask seriously anymore.
You've given up.
It's been no so much. I just
given
like,
up.
All right, I'm done. Finally,
just
I get
keep
it.
Trying.
I get
Never
it.
Works out.
Gilbert, and I live in Gilbert, and I'm like, I'm a little short on cash, and I give 5 hours to Startup Week in Gilbert. And then I get to, is it 2 days in Gilbert?
Yeah,
or is
two
it
days,
just across the
two
week?
Whole days in Gilbert.
I could just like,
so
upset.
Give us half a day and you get to spend the other, you know, that rest of that day and the next day enjoying the event as an attendee.
And what other parts of town did you say?
So we'll be in Mesa on the 4th and 5th. That's Monday and Tuesday. Mesa Arts Center.
Okay.
Right in downtown, in the heart of downtown Mesa. Then we will be in downtown Phoenix at 7th Street Indian School at a new tech maker space called Scaled Sandbox. And then we'll be in Gilbert at Park University in downtown Gilbert on the Friday and Saturday of next week.
Nice. Okay, so we've talked about successes. We've talked about, getting sponsors and just how everybody's risen up and volunteers, stepping up and everything. What is, in our last 5 minutes here, what's the one thing that will make this a victory for you, like for Startup Week? For the Phoenix business community, what is one thing you want to see come out of this?
Well, I think we've already achieved a lot of my goals.
Yeah,
we've been able to raise the money we needed to raise. That was a big one. We launched ticket sales without too much pushback. I was a little curious. We did some surveying last fall to make sure we weren't making a really really bad decision. But that's a big change, right? To go from a free event to something that costs at least some kind of money. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the strategy there was just, hey, we got a lot of people who say they're going to come and they don't come.
Right.
So last year we had 6,100 people register and 2,700 actually showed up for the event. And that's not cool, right? Like that's not cool to the speakers who see all these registration numbers. That's not cool to other attendees who are expecting, a bigger turnout maybe than they realize. It's a little bit demoralizing to organizers too, although we've seen that pattern, so we kind of know how to flex with it. But you never want to like plan an event that's really big and then not have everybody show up, right? It's like having a birthday party and you plan for 30 people and only 10.
Got this big old cake.
Yeah.
The pinata.
It's just not, it's just like, this is still fun, right? You still have a great time. But it's like a little bit like...
Got like 20 party hats and noisemakers like sitting there.
Yep. Or maybe you planned a big game that included everybody and now you can't do it, right? So...
tug of war with just two
kids. We said,
hey,
this event has value. Let's actually put a dollar amount on that and let's not make it too high. We surveyed to kind of figure out what we thought people would be willing to spend. It seemed like $10 to $15 a day was what most people were okay with. And so far, that's what we've seen. Like, people are really, really open to it. So... we've done that. We've organized a bigger organizing team. So last year we had 11 people on the organizing team. This year we have over 40. That's a huge change. We're ready. We're set up. Everything's going to happen next week. So in some ways I'm like, we've really, I think, nailed a lot of things that we wanted to nail. I think the other things that I still want to see happen are going to take another year or two to really see implemented. I think there's a lot more opportunity to make this event more diverse. Yeah. I think there are communities we still haven't reached yet. I mean, I've had conversations with people who are like, well, you know, I've been in the past and I just don't see people like me there.
Huh.
And I'm like, yeah, that's a problem, right? If that's how we're determining whether or not we're going to attend an event, whether or not we see people like us, let's fix that. And I think there's still some work to be done on that. So ultimately, I think, you know, next week we're going to do it. You know, the event's happening. And right there, that's an accomplishment. That's huge. I think the next thing would be, do any of our team want to continue on next year? That would probably be a really good signifier to me that, you know, we've done some good work this year and people are like, hey, I want to keep this momentum going. I don't want to lose it. And I think we've got some people on the team who are ready to do that. So.
Right on. That sounds good. So if anybody wants to go,
yes,
they need to go to
PHX. Startupweek.com or Google Phoenix Startup Week, whether that's PHOENIX or PHX Startup Week, whatever way it gets you there.
Whatever feels right to you.
Yep.
You know,
whatever feels right. Everything's on there. The full agenda is on there. You can check out all the sessions, all the tracks, all the speakers are on there. Most of our speakers, I believe over like 98% of our speakers have uploaded all of their track titles. Thank you, speakers. The last 2% of you, get on it. and you can check out all of our sponsors. You can see it. There's a volunteer sign up if you want to register that way.
No diplomatic immunity.
No diplomatic immunity. Sorry, yeah. Guys. Once you get registered, we have a whole event app we're using this year. So you can download the app on your phone and you can then kind of organize your personal agenda for the whole week. You can say, hey, I want to check out these sessions. I'm going to be at this happy hour event. Mm. You can actually connect with other attendees directly on the app. It's really cool. Mm. It's a really cool app called Whova, W-H-O-V-A. But go get registered. You'll get on the app through that process. All the registration actually happens through that. And you can kind of build out your own profile and you can start interacting with people even like right today before the event even happens.
So, cool. Yeah. All right. And so, Mike, do you have a, if they want to contact you, is there a way?
Yeah. If you want to contact me about Phoenix Startup Week, it's hello, H-E-L-L-O, at phoenixstartupweek.net, phxstartupweek.net. That's the email address. If you want to reach out to me about anything else, mike@resoundcreative.com, and all that will be in the show notes too. So,
right on. Do we have anything else we have to say, Mike?
Or
is that a wrap?
Think so. Well, we should do our closing AZ Brandcast stuff. So,
wait, is that?
I don't think we have it written down. I know it.
All right,
I'll do it.
So, all right, Mike, put on your.
I'm taking off my guest hat.
Guest hat. Right, and
let me find my host hat. It's around here somewhere.
Host hat.
There it is. It got a little crumpled.
Can you change your voice a little bit?
It got a little crumpled. I'll try to go higher.
We want to go to host Mike.
If I go any lower, it's gonna get a little creepy. Have to start a
smooth jazz.
Put on some smooth jazz. Yeah, so thanks. This Snarky has been another episode of AZ Brandcast. You can find everything about our podcast at azbrandcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, and Stitcher, anywhere else that you enjoy downloading podcasts from. Be sure to give us 5 stars. If you'd like to kind of stay in touch with us and find out more about what we're doing, and be sure to actually capture every single episode that we put out, we've got a great newsletter for you. You can sign up for that at azbrandcast.com. And of course, We have an awesome, awesome production team at Business Radio X. Thank you, Karen, and your team that puts this event, or puts our episodes together every time. It's so awesome. Love you guys. Thanks to our sponsor, Conscious Capitalism Arizona. And thank you, Max 6, for kind of being the space that we all get to do this from, which is awesome.
That's right.
So thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.